The All Blacks have dispersed around the country for a few days off after dominating yesterday's second Bledisloe Cup test against Australia. The 4-1 win at Eden Park was a significant step up on a disappointing first test draw. It was also a match which produced a statement performance from one of the All Blacks' newest members. Our reporter Clay Wilson and cameraman Dan Cook caught up with the team as they prepare for more than a month across the ditch.
The day after, the afternoon before. Caleb Clark's big smile and bright yellow shirt, every bit as big and bright as his performance on starting debut for the All Blacks. Hooker Cody Taylor putting his young teammate in lofty company when it came to the question of whether any All Black had made such a big statement so early in their international career.
John Olamu. Julian Savir. We've been lucky with some pretty beastie wingers in the past, and he's just another one that's come in and taken his opportunities.
Clark didn't shy away from the heavy lifting against the Wallabies at Eden Park. But Taylor says the 21-year-old is also making his mark off the park, his positive energy proving infectious for many of his more senior teammates.
Like, I don't know how. He wakes up every morning and he's always smiling and jumping around. I think that young blood in him still gets him going every day.
Clark's rampaging runs contributed to more than a few of the Wallabies' 40 missed tackles. Australian prop James Slipper admits the Blues youngster has made an impressive start to his test career.
He's obviously a really powerful player. You can see that just by watching him play. We actually made him look pretty handy with how we were tackling across the board. So ideally, mate, we don't want him to be running over us, but with a player like that, you just got to get stuck in and make sure you make your tackles. He's got a big future in the game, no doubt.
That expectation is clear to see from many quarters. But All Blacks coach Ian Foster is confident Clark is equipped to block out the hype.
He knows it's a fickle world. You get headlines one day and then you get shot down the next. And so you just got to enjoy what you do and keep growing. So he's fully grounded in that area.
While Clark has booked his ticket to Australia, not every player involved for the All Blacks' only two home matches of 2020 will be on the plane. Foster says the new travel bubble between New Zealand and New South Wales means they probably won't take as big a squad as originally intended. Not that he hadn't been impressed with how the whole squad had avoided panic as the opinions and critiques swirled in the wake of the drawn first test.
You know, we haven't achieved everything we wanted to achieve, but we're building, and now we've got this exciting trip over to Oz, which we can't wait because we've still got some business to do.
Namely, winning at least one of the two remaining Bledisloe tests to seal the famous cup for an 18th straight year. And Cody Taylor is very much on board with his coach's sentiment.
You know, we haven't even got the trophy yet that we want to lift, and we know we've got two more jobs to do.
Jobs that begin when the All Blacks fly out for Sydney on Sunday. For Checkpoint, Clay Wilson.